You're listening to IsraelScene.com. And you're listening to IsraelScene.com. Listening to IsraelScene.com.
Seen through the eyes of Steve, that's myself.
And you're on.
Two characters passionate about everything that happens in Israel.
IsraelScene.com.
IsraelScene.com.
What is this group you have? What is the name, and who, and how did it come about to be?
The name of the group is Kol Ha'ela, which means voice of the goddess. For me, the goddess is just like God. You know, any god. For me, we're all one. So it doesn't really make a difference, but because I'm bringing feminine healing power, I mostly sing in Hebrew in Hebrew there's masculine and there's feminine, so most of the words are in feminine form. And when I was looking for a name for this project, that's what came up. Because my first CD was called Voice of the Light. And then when I went on, I got closer and closer to my target, I think, which my destiny was more clear to me, and I feel that I felt very strong that I have a mission here to bring the goddess's voice to everyone. I strongly believe that we used to live in a different kind of culture, which was the goddess's way, which brings all the feminine qualities to life.
Do you feel the difference between the feminine qualities or the God qualities to the goddess qualities are important?
Very, very. I feel that for many generations, the masculine, okay, or the patriarch way of life had a job. You know, it had a reason, it had a purpose, and it was right for some time. Except I think now we understand that we're done with that, you know. It's not doing us any good anymore. We're in endless wars all the time, and we're destroying the globe, Mother Earth. We have to find a new way, and I really believe that if women will be given a chance, they can teach everyone a different way of living, a way of honoring life. Because we bring life, we create life. I think from our instincts, we know how to honor the life.
What song shall we listen to next, and what can you tell us about it?
The second song I chose, and it wasn't easy to choose. It's called in Hebrew Harbe Tov, which means so much good. This song, it came to me right after I got back home from Women's Circle about something like 7 or 8 years ago. I used to be part of a women's circle that was meeting every month on the full moon in the nature, in the area of where I'm living. We used to get together and sing and meditate and share and heal. And it was always around a fire. It was a sacred circle. And after some time, I started, I used to come back home from the circles full of so much inspiration. And the songs started coming out. And this was one of them, and I keep hearing from people that it sounds like it was channeled, this song. So I think I accept it now. You know, I see what it's doing around me, this song. It's a song that people have been using it very much in the last few years in workshops, in healing sessions, in all sorts of alternative medicine healing. So this song talks about accept what the universe conveys to you. See how much you grew up, and how the universe, actually the world is just waiting. with all this so much good to give to you, and you just have to reach out and take it. So We Are One, there was a reason why I wrote it in English. This song was written during the Second Lebanon War, when I had the feeling that I have to do something. I can't just sit and get depressed with everyone about the situation, and there must be something we can do to change the energy around us. At least, you know, maybe we can't stop the war, but maybe we can do something for the people that are living this war. And one thing I do is a singing circle, and I wrote these mantras, my own mantras, and I do it with women, and we just sing these mantras together, and you know, they just they do their work, the words. And during that war, that's the song I wrote, because it was something I thought, you know, if we sing it enough and we sing it in English, a language which everyone understands, maybe it will do something. And I formed a circle in the big park in Tel Aviv, a big public park, and we were sitting there in the middle of a big lawn, people around us, we were sitting there, and I taught this mantra song, and we were singing it, and you know, repeating it again and again and again. And it was a very cloudy August day. It was like the sky was covered with clouds. And after some time of singing, we looked up and we saw there was a hole, a round hole in the middle of the clouds. And I had a very strong feeling that our energy just opened up the sky. And it was a very, very good feeling that reassured me that what I'm doing is the right thing.
And I wanted to ask you about the women who form this group. How many are you, and how would you describe them, and how did you bring them? How did you find them?
I had this dream that I wanted to hear vocal harmony, feminine vocal harmony, with my songs around me. And this joined to another idea I had, a vision I had, to let women find their power through their voice. So I invited women to come to join this group. And this is from the first, from the first ad, it was written there that this is going to be a professional group. And I had this group of 25 women that came, and we started a journey together. And we were going through a journey that was, from one side, professional, you know, to learn to sing and to learn how to perform. And on the side, there was another journey of empowerment, of discovering their power.
When you talk about empowerment, I'm curious, how much of what the group sings do you direct and write, and how much do you allow the women themselves to create the harmonies and the melody lines?
Actually, all the vocal harmonies I wrote them, because I was I'm the only professional musician in this group. They're all women that had beautiful voices but never had any training before. Any musical training. One of them is an amazing healer. She's my partner, and she just likes singing, but she never dared to sing, you know, in front of other people. The main issue of this journey is to bring these women from a place where they dreamed of singing, but they never dared, and now they're standing on stage and doing it professionally, and recording in a studio. Another woman, she's married to an American who is half Indian, Native American. They do these little performances for children, bringing the Native American way, the red way, teaching children about it. And there's another one, the third one, she works in high tech. She's from there, and they're all, you know, they're all dreaming of leaving their other things and doing mainly this. This is my group for now, and there's another group, an understudy group I work with, which are still doing the process.
Literally.
Well, I was born in a musical family. My parents are both musicians and artists. And I think my musical education was very intellectual, classic, and a lot, you know, from the intellect, from the mind, which is you know, it's good because it gives you a very good basis, foundations. But on the other hand, it takes you quite far away from who you really are. And the journey for me was to find who I was. I started connecting them together, the intellect and the heart, the soul. I think I took everything I learned and took it somewhere else. What I do now with music is I teach vocal lessons and vocal healing, voice healing, voice discovering, and I teach piano also. I teach now from a very different place than how I was taught. I went through very much with my own voice, which made me a better teacher, I think. You know, if it was all too easy, I wouldn't know how to do it with other people. I was in the opera choir when I was 24, very young, for a few years. And I was in theater for a few years. I was in Tipex, which is a pop group in Israel, a very well-known pop group, yeah. And I played keyboards with many well-known Israeli artists. I did music with Ehud Banai, with Meir Banai, with Daphna Harmoni, until I found my own thing. And now I feel that I'm right, I'm in my destiny now, and I believe very strongly that these songs are coming to the world when the world is ready.
Speaking of the world being ready, I understand that We Are One is going to be heard far and wide. Can you explain how that, in what way the song is going to be used internationally?
Well, the CD isn't out yet, but some of the songs are, you know, they're having some fun in a few sites. One of the sites is called Women for a Change, and it's a British site. Of course, it's an international site, and I have my own page there, and I put some of my songs there. And We Are One, the only song in English, was chosen by the people there to be an anthem for the celebrations of 100 years for Women's Day, which will be in 2011. So they have all sorts of big plans for it, making a video clip, world, sort of an international video clip, using the song in different ways. They're going to invite me to perform in England with the group. They want me to go to WOMED Festival. Do you know that festival? It's a very well-known British festival. So I have big expectations, you know. I think, you know, I'm ready for the world, so I'm just, I believe that things happen in the right pace and you don't have to push too much. Just the things will happen. To make life. In Hebrew, it's, you know, to make life is also to have fun. It's the same in Hebrew.
Wonderful, Ronit. Thank you very much.